we surveyed more than 9,700 educators that are Education Minnesota members all across the state between September 23rd and October 5th, and two things surfaced. One is about 30% of the people taking the survey are thinking about quitting or retiring. That's a lot of people, given the fact that we already have a teacher shortage in Minnesota. But the other thing that we learned, and this is why they're saying that, is that educators are stressed, they're overwhelmed, they're frustrated, they're worried about their own mental health, and this all has to do with the unsustainable workload and expectations of teaching in a pandemic.
In terms of what some of the folks surveyed said were some of the main reasons for their stress, did they have specific reasons for why it's so difficult among this pandemic to try to make things work?
Yeah, a couple of things. One is a lack of the necessary resources, whether it's the lack of the number of staff required to do teaching and learning safely, or it might be just a lack of general supplies that are needed to reopen safely. You know, we have a number of educators who are teaching in a hybrid model, and they are actually doing two or three jobs, some of them. They have in-person teaching assignments. They have teaching assignments for distance learning. And then they may have, kind of an in-between, like a hybrid. So when you think about trying to plan for three different jobs, that's very difficult. They're not given any extra time. They want to do a really good job. And I think that's the other thing that I hope that we can talk about is, you know, we've said all along, the learning model that, students and staff are going to be in on day one of school is not going to be and probably shouldn't be the same learning model that they're in on day 45. And we're getting up there just because of the rapidly changing environment and the changes in numbers. We need to be flexible. And so what we hope is that school districts and staff will, change course. We need some course corrections here. We need some accommodations and modifications on what's going on.
And as important as it is to consider the mental health of the educators, which is, of course, very important, I assume that this has to, in some ways, have an impact on their students as well. Can you address that?
Absolutely. Unmet mental health needs were at an all-time high before COVID. And we certainly know that that hasn't changed. We're very worried about the unmet needs of our students, in particular the mental health needs, which is why we absolutely need to have enough staff to help address those ongoing needs of our students. We have a HEROES Act that should be passed at the federal government level, and it's been stalled. You know, if that was passed, that would bring much-needed resources to all of our school districts so that they could ensure that they have the right support systems for students and staff alike.
And tell me, what do you think we need specifically to do moving forward, Denise, to try to reverse course on this? Obviously, it's a long school year, so what can we do in the immediate future to try to change this?
Right. I would say that the biggest thing that we would like to see is districts involving parents and staff at all levels of decision-making. The parents and the staff are the ones that are, closest to the teaching and learning of the students from a day-to-day basis. So including staff and parents and students would be number one. The other is that we definitely need school districts to be sitting down with their staff and opening up negotiations around what is needed to be doing this work safely in a pandemic. Lastly, we need to just remove all unnecessary tasks from educators' plates. This is not business as usual, and we can't pretend that should be, the norm. So let's take a look at what are the essential tasks for students and staff, and make sure that those are happening. The take off the extra, we don't have to be doing some of the things that we're being asked to do, because we should be attending to, you know, we want educators attending to the needs of the students. But when they're being asked to do some of the extra things that really don't need to be happening during a pandemic, it's adding to that stress and workload.
Is there anything about the governor's handling of how we went back to school that that you would say maybe needs an improvement, since we now have this information from teachers talking about how stressful it's been? I know that the decision is mainly up to the districts in terms of what they're going to do, but is there something maybe from a legislative or from the governor's standpoint that you think should be done differently?
Well, I think there are a few things that can be done, and some of them have to be legislative. So we know that some of the corrections, or the course corrections, as I said earlier, actually need to be legislated, because so many things are mandated by the state of Minnesota. So I realize that, you know, it may take a while there. I mean, here's a simple example: teacher evaluations. You know, that those are mandated by state. We think that they are important. We would never say that we shouldn't be evaluating staff and how they're working. But when you think about how teaching and learning is happening right now, what are we evaluating, you know, people on? Is it the technology that is very new that, you know, staff got very little training for? You know, is it how to run a class on Zoom? Again, not a lot of preparation there. You know, is that absolutely necessary? But that would require a legislative fix. I would also say that, you know, doing teaching and learning safely does require a lot of resources. I know that that's not exactly popular, but when you are looking at lowering class sizes, making sure enough people are on staff to clean buildings, to make sure that you've got enough supplies, that does take a considerable amount of resources. And I realize that, you know, that isn't all on Governor Walz in the state of Minnesota. But we do need to be talking about resources necessary to be doing teaching and learning safely for the long haul.